You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. The tradition of selling Girl Scout cookies goes back more than 100 years. And here to tell us about that and more is Leslie Riedel. Hello, Leslie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. And also with us is Joya McLean. Hi, Joya.
Hi.
Hi. And Kimberly Vaughn, not here to talk about the weather today. Hey, Kimberly.
Hello there.
Leslie, let's start with you. You're well known in Alaska politics. You've worked for an Anchorage mayor's, U.S. senator, a governor, and also you're a former Douglas Girl Scout at Gastineau and Marie Drake, and now the CEO of Girl Scouts of Alaska. So tell me, how did participating in Girl Scouts help to shape your career?
Well, I think hanging out in Girl Scouts when I was at Gastineau Elementary and Marie Drake really taught me how to use my voice and help others and be part of my community. I think it gave me confidence to speak up and try to make a change. And so I don't think I knew that when I was that age, but it probably transferred all those years into my different careers. Mm.
I noticed at the end of one of your emails, there's a quote, business skills baked into every bite in reference to Girl Scout cookies. Can you say more about Girl Scout cookies and business and entrepreneurship?
Sure. Girl Scouts learn how to have more confidence. They learn math. They learn business ethics. They learn salesmanship. They learn inventory. They learn just hard work. They learn how to talk to people and talk to them about Girl Scouts and selling cookies. So they learn all sorts of things. It's a great small business. It's their first, probably most of them, their first small business.
You know, no one ever framed it that way for me when I was a Girl Scout and brownie selling cookies, but your first small business is such a great way to look at it. Very empowering. Kimberly, what about you? What was it like being in Girl Scouts for you or being in Girl Scouts, being involved in Girl Scouts as an adult? How has it helped you with your career?
I was a Girl Scout as a kid, and I very much enjoyed it. I love the activities, the camping, the friendship that you got with it. As an adult, I've just wanted to continue doing that. My daughter got to the age and I became a troop leader, and I wanted to be able to provide sort of those fun and learning things that I got to do as a kid for other kids in my community.
And were you a pretty successful cookie seller, Kimberly?
I was, you know, only because my mom was also very dedicated and helped me with my goals, you know, meeting my goals.
And here with us, we have Joya. She is a Girl Scout currently. Joya, what do you like about being a Girl Scout?
You can sell cookies and then use the money to do fun things with your troop.
Oh, like what sorts of things do you do with your troop?
One time my troop got to go ice skating, and right now we're kind of thinking of it. We're like saving the money to do like rock climbing or swimming or something fun like that.
That sounds great. Joya, does being a Girl Scout make you think about what you might want to do when you grow up?
Kind of. Managing the money makes me think about being... working at the bank and having people's skills is also good for working at the bank. So I might do that when I grow up.
And I know that it's Girl Scout Week. So Joya, could you tell us a little bit about Girl Scout Week and how you're participating?
Well, every day there's a different activity. And today it's reaching out to one of your Girl Scout sisters and telling them something that you appreciate about them.
Did you already do that today?
No, but I'm going to.
That's good. So you're probably busy with your troop selling some cookies this month. What is interesting to you about selling cookies?
Different about how we have to do it now.
Yeah, I know it's probably different selling cookies this year than it was before. So what sort of changes have you had to make? Go ahead.
One of the changes is some people want a Girl Scout delivery, or they just want us to leave it on their doorstep, and they leave an envelope stuck to their door with the money, and we leave the cookies there and knock on the door and then go.
And are you still...
Or they can get their cookies shipped to their door, or they could have me deliver them to them. So...
Well, those sound like good options for being safe and distanced from people. And are you guys selling cookies around town this year as well?
Yeah. We also have to wear a mask whenever we're self-delivering, but yeah. So whenever we're self-delivering, we have to wear a mask.
Yeah, I have to wear a mask all the time at work, too. Does it kind of feel like a job or a business to you when you're selling cookies?
Yeah, I guess, because, like, you give the person, it's kind of like the person buys the thing, and then they give you the money, so that's kind of like a business.
Absolutely, that's a lot like a business. And what about the cookies? Is there anything new about the cookies that you want to tell people about this year?
There is one new kind. It's called a Lemon Up. They have inspirational letters on them, and they're all different, just to lift your spirits. And they're called Lemon Ups.
Oh, I like that. So have you tried the Lemon Ups?
Yeah, they're like a shortbread with lemon in it. Like on the top is a lemon bread and the bottom is like a shortbread.
Neat. So do you have a favorite cookie?
Probably Samoas and Thin Mints.
Are Thin Mints like the most popular?
Probably Samoas are, but yeah.
Yeah,
all the cookies are $5 except for Toffee Tastic and S'mores. S'mores have a picture on the back of them, and if you put them in the microwave for 5 seconds, they're really good.
Oh, wow. Now you're making me hungry. All those cookies sound great. And is there anything else you want to tell people about where they can buy cookies this year, or how they can maybe go online?
You can go on to Digital Cookie and get cookies. And there's still booths around in town.
Okay, so I see them sometimes at Foodland. I think I see them in the malls. Are those some of the places?
Yeah.
At Safeway?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like kind of on the weekends, maybe?
Yeah, there are some on school days and weekdays, but they're usually on weekends.
And do you know the last day to buy a box of Girl Scout cookies?
I think it's the end of March.
Okay.
It is March 28th.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks for that. Leslie, let's go back with you. Joya gave us a lot of great information about Girl Scout Week and selling cookies and what it's like to do that work. What would you add to some of the stuff that she was saying?
She did a great job. She told us a lot about what it's like to be a cookie boss and be in charge of selling things. It's, we find that women business owners who are adults now, if you survey them, many of them will say that selling cookies was their very first business. So it's really a path to entrepreneurship. We are doing a lot of digital cookies this year. People want to be a little bit safer. Anyone can text cookies, the word cookies, to 59618, and that'll link them up in their community to figure out where the cookies are being sold. And so in Juneau, you listed all the places: Cars, Foodland, Super Bear, the Nugget Mall. And they're doing it very safe ways. They're standing back from the customer further. Kimberly set up a cool setup at the Nugget Mall for girls to sell cookies there, and they'll be there for the next 3 weekends until the end of March.
Thank you, Leslie. And Kimberly, what would you add to some of that information?
Just to make sure you, the interesting thing is, Juno usually eats about 36,000 boxes of Girl Scout cookies, so roughly one box per person.
That's what I was about to say. That's a lot.
Some are doing more, that's for sure.
I was going to say, I know that for me, I'm one person and I'm buying more than one box. But so this year, we have a few fewer cookies in town this year, but I still think it'll be enough to fulfill people's annual craving for Girl Scout cookies. And definitely check out the cookie finder to find out where the troops are going to be. Mostly they will be at Nugget Mall and Super Bear Friday, Saturday, and Sundays, and then Safeway on Saturdays and Sundays. And then they'll be at other locations depending on if the troops wanted to go somewhere else. Like there's a troop that's usually over by the Grind by Costco, maybe even in the Mendenhall Mall. So check the cookie finder and if you don't know a local Girl Scout.
Okay, and can you tell me one more time, where do we find the cookie finder?
If you just Google Cookie Finder, Leslie probably knows the link, but I usually just do a search for Google Finder or Cookie Finder, and then put in the zip code, and it will give you a listing of where and what times the troops will be there.
You could do it that way, or you could text to the 59618, text the word cookies to 59618, and that'll take you there too, either way.
I love the idea of texting for my cookies. I can't lie. That sounds like fun. Oh. It's a first. And then, Kimberly, what's your favorite kind of cookie?
Mine is the do-si-dough.
Is that the peanut butter one?
It is the peanut butter oatmeal.
Yeah. And Leslie,
that wasn't even.
Go ahead.
I was a girl.
Joya had it right. Alaska, we often, Thin Mints is the national favorite, but in Alaska, people often, we almost always buy Simla's the most in Alaska. I don't know why, but we just do. And I actually really love the new Lemon Ups. I think they're delicious.
Well, this has been such a mouthwatering conversation. I love talking about cookies, and I was very excited to meet the cookie boss, Joya. Best of luck with your sales this month. And best of luck to the Girl Scouts in general. I know they're a great organization helping girls do great things. Is there anything else that anyone would like to say or share before we say goodbye? Joya, I'll start with you first.
Thank you for buying cookies if you do buy cookies.
Okay. And then Leslie, how about you?
Yeah, thank you for having us. And I'd just like to say that all proceeds from our cookie sales stay in our council, and they pay for everything. They pay for camp, they pay for programs, they pay for the girls to do different things that they want to do. So you really are helping a girl achieve her dreams when you're buying a box of cookies.
Thank you, Leslie. And Kimberly, you get the last word.
Oh, boy. Hey, I would just say, for the people that are out there in the stores, don't be afraid to make eye contact and just at least say hello when you say go by the girls, even if you're not interested in buying cookies. It's a learning experience for them to get the nose, but that's also, so don't be scared of making eye contact.
I think that's actually a really excellent point and very good advice. So I will take that to heart, and I hope that our listeners do as well. Leslie Rydell, Kimberly Vaughn, and Joya, the Cookie Boss, thank you so much for being here today and talking to me and sharing all that information about Girl Scout cookies. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. Goodbye and take care. Good luck.
Bye, Joya.